This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Demanding the entirety of Europe ban Bitcoin mining. Maybe Sweden will be leading the way in Europe. We don't have all the details, but we got more coming out from the story. Where's the source on this one, by the way, Chris?
This was Euronews.next.
Euronews.next. Before we continue with that, I did pull up the numbers because I didn't have them in front of me in the last segment of just how much power does Bitcoin mining use as compared to the banking system. Because this is something I've always just said on the air, just figured out loud, like, calculate all the banking locations, every branch, every processing center.
Yeah, you don't need a whole building, you know, that has lights on all day.
And computers and lights and ATMs and, you know, you name it, all the, you know, all the people that they've got to have on life support or whatever, right? Like all these bankers that they have to, you know, have space for. They got to heat that space.
Just how many banks are in your own town?
Yes, and so it seems like it's almost impossible to calculate this number just because there's so many banks and so many places and so many people. But somebody took a crack at it. A report from Galaxy Digital, according to NASDAQ.com. You know, you've heard of NASDAQ, right?
Of course.
NASDAQ.com. They had a report that came out, and this was coming, May of this year. So this isn't old numbers. This is pretty recent. They've calculated the energy consumed by the Bitcoin network and compared it to other industries, including the banking industry. It found that Bitcoin consumes 113.89 terawatt hours of power every year, while the banking industry consumes 263.72. So the banking industry globally consumes more than twice what it costs to run the Bitcoin network.
Yeah, and it's something interesting to note, too, is actually the cost, the energy consumed goes, I want to say it goes down, or goes down isn't quite the right word, but it sort of goes down, it does go down, like, on a per-transaction basis, the more it's used. So it's actually very misleading, like, to say that it won't scale, like, as it scales up, it doesn't actually utilize significantly more energy.
Much is true, although Bitcoin isn't scaling because of the failure of the Bitcoin programmers.
Well,
they're kind of maxed out at, like, 7 transactions per second, right?
I thought it did go up. No? Okay.
No, they haven't done anything with
it. It certainly can go up. They just have to make some changes.
Yeah, and it would just be a code change.
Right.
It would be a power consumption.
Right.
The other thing that's worth pointing out about this, and we'll continue with what the Sweden, you know, news is here in a moment. But the other thing that's worth pointing out is when there's a demand on a product, that product gets developed, right? Like people are going to put money into developing that product. And in the case of Bitcoin, the demand is efficient mining, not just software but hardware.
Yeah.
So you want your hardware to be specific to mining. That's why Bitcoin isn't mined on computers anymore, like your standard desktop or laptop computer. You can't do that with Bitcoin. You've got to have a specific piece of hardware called an ASIC that is designed to mine Bitcoin.
It goes inside the computer, right?
Nope, it's its own device.
Oh.
It's its own device.
I always thought like went into the computer.
Nope, you plug it into a power supply and you configure it through whatever the network. I've never set one of these up, but I know that, you know, that they exist. So these things are getting more efficient over time, right? Because you want them to be more efficient because you want to maximize the yield, that the potential yield that you can get for every kilowatt hour that you're spending.
Yeah, you want to maximize your profits.
Yeah, so there's a huge development, you know, money is being put into this, right? So you want to find ways to get certainly renewable resources if you can, because you don't want to pay the power company for this. So there's going to be a drive towards more solar and more other sorts of power, water power, etc., that could run these mining farms. The volcano,
mining farms actually go where there is excess power, and where there's excess power, the prices are the lowest. So it really, it makes absolutely no sense to make this environmental argument.
It's straight up propaganda, and it's fear mongering, and that's what it is. But let's get more about.
Did I miss that they're going to use the volcano to mine Bitcoin or
Bitcoin City? That's the plan.
I didn't know that was part of the plan. I guess I missed that part.
they generate electricity from the volcano, and then they mine Bitcoin by electricity. But yeah, I can only imagine how you would use a volcano to mine Bitcoin directly, but.
It'd be cool.
Yeah, so between April and August this year, the energy consumption of Bitcoin mining in the Nordic country rose several 100%, and now consumes the equivalent of electricity of 200,000 households. So, and that's actually a good thing, because, again, Sweden is one of the countries that has not all of Sweden, but in the places that they're actually mining Bitcoin, they have excess electricity, it's cheap, and it's like renewable types of sources. So...
I will say this. It's not always true. For instance, there was a New York town that had like a hydroelectric dam, and they had a certain number of kilowatt hours or megawatt hours or whatever that dam would generate on a monthly basis.
Sure.
And somebody came in and set up a big Bitcoin mining operation in that town and gobbled up a ton of those, hours, basically. And so what happens once they use all that up?
Yeah.
Is the townspeople then have to go and buy the power from other power companies nearby and pay premiums for that. And so the townspeople were pissed about that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with that, though, is that company isn't going to continue to mine Bitcoin there. And the reason for that is because the cost goes up, right? So it kind of caps it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So I do understand that the cost did go up as a result, but it's also true that they also ended up capping it. So I don't know. It's one of these things where it's like, okay, it's true. So basically what they needed to do is they needed to reduce their mining operation in that town a little bit so that the price comes down to where it's not using up all electricity, and then move some of that mining gear to another town that has excess.
If I had a huge Bitcoin mining operation, I just would be nowhere near New York.
No doubt about it.
Sure.
But I think they were attracted there because they'd heard, you can get 4 cents per kilowatt hour.
Right.
If you go into this town.
I mean, the problem is you kind of have to spread it out, especially if you're going to be going, and having big operations in areas that have only a small amount of excess, electricity, right?
Well, one of the other problems is governments run and or give monopolies to these power systems. And so that's one of the issues here is the town was socializing the costs of power across the entire city.
Hmm.
And that's not fair to the other people that live in that town to have this Bitcoin company come in and just suck up all the available hydroelectric power, and then they have to pay more. So I get why they were upset, but that's a system problem. That's a problem of the system, a problem of the monopoly system that this government is forcing on people.
Yeah, and there are certainly ways to solve that problem. And just as an example, most places have a commercial rate, and then they have a residential rate. I'm not saying this is the best solution. I'm just saying there are solutions to these problems.
Yeah, and if it was like a private company that wasn't government regulated or whatever, they could probably put in custom solutions for companies like this. Like, what are you going to be using our power for? Oh, you're going to do Bitcoin mining. Well, here's your tiers. If you do this amount, we're going to pay this amount. If you do this amount, you're going to pay this amount.
And here's the other thing that's interesting about this is the price goes up, but there's usually you don't have to run a mining rig 24/7, right? When you end up with a situation where there's more demand, you can decrease the mining operation, right? And that will also solve those problems almost certainly. So it's they just need to kind of work together to figure out, when is it okay to mine, because you can give us a better, and you might be able to get a better deal. Like maybe you can get it down to 2 cents, as opposed to paying the normal 4 cents that people are paying
off peak.
Right. But you're only allowed to do it all, or you can only get it at that rate off peak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And thus you've already incentivized the mining companies to reduce their demand during the hours in which, it's not in excess, so to speak, right?
You're going to tell us more about what's going on in Sweden, where there are some of these environmentalist people are now demanding that all of Europe ban Bitcoin mining. And That is a very scary idea, because it means that Bitcoin mining would then be like a prohibited activity, and you would then have people being raided. There would then be police raids on people's homes.
And they might have a heart attack right after the police raid.
Of course, that'll absolutely happen at some point if enough of the raids happen. And if you don't think it'll happen, it actually does happen in Venezuela. So there's more coming up here. It's Free Talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the ridiculous attack on Bitcoin by people in Europe saying, oh, it's too expensive.
expensive to, or the mining costs too much power. We need to ban it, is what they're actually saying in Sweden. They want all of Europe, the entire European Union, to ban Bitcoin mining. We're going to dig in further into that. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Now, there, not every cryptocurrency is what they call proof of work, which is what Bitcoin is, and that requires all this, you know, money and power to go into to mining. Not all of them are that way. Now, Intercoin, we don't really know what the final form of Intercoin is going to be. You know, there's a lot of speculation in the world of cryptocurrency, and Intercoin is definitely in that speculative phase. But they've got an interesting vision. You can learn more about it over at intercoin.org. They came out with their Intercoin Investor Token, and it is now available on a centralized and a decentralized exchange. There's xmarkets.com, which is probably the easiest way to get your hands on some ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token, exmarkets.com. All you need is an email address to sign up over at xmarkets, and you can keep your privacy intact. They don't require know-your-customer hoops in order for you to trade there. So you can deposit dozens of different cryptos, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use your Tether to buy ITR over at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. It is on Uniswap. You can also get the Uniswap link over at intercoin.org. You might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world with Intercoin. That's intercoin.org. So, again, the number here is 603-283-6160. And, Chris, you're telling us about a story from Europe, and specifically Swedish bureaucrats or whoever are demanding that the EU ban Bitcoin mining. Tell me more.
Yeah. So this is basically there. This was this kind of outcry is an open letter. The director of Sweden's top financial and environmental regulators called for an EU-wide ban on proof-of-work cryptocurrency mining. For Sweden to halt the establishment of new crypto mining operations and for companies that trade and invest in crypto assets to be prohibited from describing their business activities as environmentally sustainable. I mean,
wow.
I don't necessarily know that it's not environmentally sustainable. I mean, there's that all depends on, in theory, the source of the energy, right?
Yeah.
So, if you are only operating, your mining rigs, below a certain threshold in places like maybe hydro, where there's an excess or an abundance of electricity, and you're only consuming what is not being or needed, it shouldn't really be that environmentally unsustainable.
But you see, you had said earlier that Sweden is almost all sustainable, if not all sustainable, natural types of energy.
Yeah, that's correct.
And that's not enough for these people.
I think I know what it is. It's just that they have their own currency. They want to, stamp out crypto.
Yeah, yeah, they're not telling you that, but that's the underlying spot on right there.
Yeah, they don't even use the euro. They have Krona.
In Sweden.
Yeah.
But the European Union, regulators in the European Union, financial regulators for the euro, also are anti-crypto.
Of course they are.
And they're bringing up, I don't know if I've heard them.
And Bitcoin ain't good for them.
I don't know that they brought up the environmental aspect of it as an argument in anything, but they are certainly against it. There's so many reasons, they can always throw that out there. Try and bring up to hate on something that doesn't necessarily make those arguments sound. And this is an unsound argument, is just what it comes down to, I think.
But there are no arguments anymore. There's just the media reports something and people adopt that as their opinion and beliefs.
Yeah, and that seems to be what I've seen. That and the other thing that I think I've seen are basically people who respond, pointing out the counterpoint. They're getting kicked off of platforms. They're getting banned. They're getting censored. And so I think a lot of outlets were seeing only one position. We're not seeing, the other side of it. So,
right.
And so people just, they don't even, I think a lot of people just aren't even aware that what they're being told is wrong, because you've got the story that's negative, and then you've got the comments that are also negative because they're it's just a certain line. It's the only thing you're allowed to say.
Well, I mean, we should expect this sort of stupidity from Europe. They are one of the most heavily regulated plots of land on the planet, right? Like, there's all kinds of dumb regulations and government programs in Europe. So if they move forward with this, we should point out, it is not going to kill or hurt Bitcoin. All it's going to do is hurt those companies that set up mining operations within Europe. And I feel bad for them that happens to them, but Bitcoin ain't going down because of Europe.
this is what happens when countries do this, because we've already seen it with China. They just hop to another location.
That's right.
And in many cases, it's actually cheaper to operate somewhere else because they're still finding cheaper like sources of electricity, right?
Didn't the U.S. become the number one mining location after China?
Yeah, I think most of the mining rigs got shipped to the United States, but there are also other places. I think I want to say Sweden and Iceland, some certain other countries that also have an abundance of renewable electricity.
Right. Wherever those are going.
Well, that's usually where the cheapest power is. So, yeah.
Maybe that's why Sweden is chosen to be the one coming down on Bitcoin first in Europe, because the governments together decided, oh, it's cheap to mine Bitcoin there, and from what you're saying, sounds like people like to do it there. So.
Well, they haven't outlawed it yet, right? Like, it's just a proposal.
Right. It's not even really that. It's This is basically an open letter by the regulator. So
they got to convince people. They got to change the opinion.
Yeah, the general. And, you know, something else I want to point out about Europe is that Europe, I don't know if anybody here has been to Europe recently.
I've never been.
But, I haven't been super recently, but, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, just before COVID, probably.
Where'd you go?
I was in Belgium and the United Kingdom and Amsterdam, I believe. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I went through these different countries, and I found the U.S. news outlets being censored in the U.K. And, you know, Belgium and where I...
By censored, you mean it's not available online?
The entire news outlet is unavailable online.
And GDPR in a lot of cases.
Right, right.
And it's not per se Europe that's censoring it. It's the the companies are self-censoring because they don't want to jump through the GDPR hoops.
Right, right. Anyway, the point that I'm sorry. So what I'm trying to get at, though, is that you are not hearing from alternative outlets because they can't comply with the rules effectively in Europe. So I think it's important, because if you think about
it, you can still get free Keen over there.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a damn about their stupid rules.
That's right. That's right.
What are they going to do?
That's right. But one of the things...
Extradite me?
Right. One of the reasons this is kind of important is because Europe has... It leans a certain way already, right?
Yeah.
So you're not going Yeah, certainly. But you're not going to get news within Europe, and if the news outlets outside of Europe are banned in Europe, even if it's indirectly through things like the GDPR that companies don't want to comply with outside of Europe, it's still negatively impacting your kind of world perspective.
But for listeners that don't know what the GDPR is, you know how you go to these websites and it makes you click accept on cookies, like every time now? Every time you go to a website for the first time, you have to click a stupid accept button in order to see the whole page? That's the GDPR. That's the European legislation that went into play, 2 years ago, something like that. And all these companies decided they were going to play ball, so now they have to put these stupid notices all over their website. It's really obnoxious.
I think we're one of the few companies that don't do that.
I don't do it. 603-283-6160. We got more coming up here about the potential ban on Bitcoin mining in Europe. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Fears regarding a new COVID variant triggered a Black Friday sell-off on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 905 points to close at 34,899. The S&P and NASDAQ also losing as well. The Biden administration announcing plans on Friday to ban travel to the United States from South Africa and seven countries just hours after that new coronavirus variant was deemed a highly transmissible virus of concern. Regarding the move, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel likes it.
We've gotten that wrong ever since the beginning of the pandemic when Donald Trump, you know, called for the restrictions on China. I say yes to that. Why would we travel to and from South Africa right now while we are trying to figure this out?
Siegel speaking on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. Americans are already getting a jump on their Christmas shopping. While gobbling their Thanksgiving meal on Thursday, Adobe Analytics says customers spent $5.1 billion while shopping online. As for the entire holiday season, Adobe is looking for Americans to spend $207 billion while doing their online shopping. Secret Service agent Matt Chevro says it's important to keep your guard up if you are shopping online for online criminals.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
Congress is facing another funding deadline when they return to work next week. The government faces another partial government shutdown on the 3rd of December. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
In the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Bonnie,
and Chris.
We're talking about a regulator or somebody in Sweden who has sent some sort of an open letter to the EU government gang demanding that Bitcoin mining be banned from all of Europe. And we're going to continue with that discussion. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. And again, the number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, Hillary Clinton also on the attack against Bitcoin. I mean, when you got Hillary Clinton attacking you, you know you're doing something right. So
yeah, an evil monster.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on the way here. But Chris, was there more to this story from the EU news source that you were sharing with us?
I mean, there's certainly more. I think that's... I think that pretty much covers it, though. I mean, it's basically they're covering up, or they're trying to use the environment as a cover for the real reason that they're attacking, you know, Bitcoin,
which is that cryptocurrency like Bitcoin can absolutely undermine the existing monetary system.
Right, and of course, you know, it's bureaucrats. They want more power, right. And you're basically they're going to be out of a job if they don't oppose this.
Right, and if you don't believe me. Take Hillary's word for it. Here's what she had to say about it. According to news.bitcoin.com, former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has called on the Biden administration to regulate cryptocurrency markets. She warned that countries like Russia or China, as well as non-state actors, could manipulate all kinds of technology to their advantage and destabilize countries, as well as the dollar, as the world's reserve currency.
Wow, it's not usually the left that fear-mongers about China.
I want to know how this is a bad thing. I mean, all you're doing is you're enabling the United States government to control every country and print money and spend it on wars and all sorts of stuff. And the United States is already, printing so much money that they're undermining the world economy. So, I don't know. This doesn't necessarily sound like a bad thing to me.
Well, of course. I mean, it's only bad to people like Hillary Clinton. She's, of course, the former Democratic presidential candidate. She spoke in an interview with MSNBC this week, elaborated. So the last quote we played from her was her on a stage at like a Bloomberg conference. So this is a different interview with her. She elaborated on her crypto statement from last week and warned that the technology may be manipulated by countries like China and Russia to undermine the United States.
But isn't that kind of what's great about it? Everybody can manipulate. It, right? Like, it's not,
but
I mean,
it can't be manipulated,
to a degree, right?
Really. I mean, it's code. I mean,
you can, when you buy it, right? Even when you buy it, or, well, not you, Ian, because you're not allowed to buy it. But
you mean, like, affect it instead of manipulate.
When I buy it, right? It affects it, right? And that's kind of how, that's kind of the way it should be, right? So, I don't know. I think, and here's the thing. The larger it grows, the bigger it gets, the less it is manipulatable by any particular individual, right?
That's true.
So it's the degree in which any country can manipulate it gets smaller and smaller by the day as it grows.
Yeah, it grows every single day. Whether the price of Bitcoin goes up or down, the market cap's always getting bigger.
Well, not necessarily. If the price goes down, the market cap goes down.
Oh, well, wait, what's the other word I'm thinking of? Just all the Bitcoin in circulation.
The demand?
The number of Bitcoin in circulation does go up over time if you don't factor in the fact that people lose Bitcoins and get locked out of wallets and things like that. So some would argue that Bitcoin is actually deflationary because a lot of it does get lost. So it may not actually, like, we're never probably going to have 21 million Bitcoin in actual circulation. It may only be 16 million or something after a bunch of it gets lost and, somebody dies and their keys they're gone forever. No one can get back into that crypto, but the number of Bitcoin users is likely going up. That much is probably true.
Which is the demand, there's more demand for it.
And it's likely that the price is going to rise as demand continues to rise.
More Bitcoins are mined every single day. They don't just,
every 10 minutes.
They don't get used up and disappear anything unless somebody loses them.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. But the market cap, the definition of that, and right now we can pull up the current market cap here of cryptocurrency, but the coinmarketcap.com or coingecko.com, they always have it there at the top of the page. Current market cap of all of crypto is over $2.4 trillion. The current market cap of Bitcoin itself is over $1 trillion. So Bitcoin right now, because it's down a little bit from where it was a couple weeks ago, it's still over $1 trillion market cap. And the way you get that number is you take the current price of one Bitcoin and you multiply it by the total number of Bitcoins.
You know, it's funny when people talk about, like, trillions of dollars. $1 trillion is a lot of money, but it's actually not, like if you start looking at things, compare it against things like the U.S. debt, it's actually, or the world's supply of, like, money in general, it's actually really, really tiny.
It's pretty small.
Still, it's got a long ways
Bitcoin
to grow.
One of the top 10 corporations. It's not, Bitcoin's not a corporation, but
if you
compare it to, like, Tesla and, Apple, and it earlier this year had beaten, I believe, Tesla. I think Tesla might have taken it back now that it's down a little bit, but nonetheless, it's interesting to look at those numbers. So Hillary, she elaborated saying the need to regulate the cryptocurrency markets, it's on the horizon that people are only beginning to pay attention to. Imagine, she said, the combination of social media, the algorithms that drive social media, the amassing of even larger sums of money through the control of certain cryptocurrency chains, she said.
This is fear-mongering best.
And she said, I just don't think we have much time. Now, that's an interesting
time for what?
like to get to regulating, to get to controlling this thing before it gets completely to destroy
maybe
their
it's
system.
Successful. It's working.
Yay. Yeah, that's what she's worried about.
Oh, man.
She says, I just don't think we have that much time, and therefore, I hope from everything I'm hearing from them that that's exactly what they're going to try to do. She's referring to the Biden administration.
Mm.
The former Secretary of State further noted, quote, we certainly need new rules for the information age because our current laws are framework. It's just not adequate for what we are facing.
Yeah, they're trying to just use old laws that have to do with fiat currency and just apply them to crypto. It doesn't work
yes,
like that. It's a different system, and they can't understand something like that.
If you're afraid of crypto, don't jump on the bandwagon. Just don't jump on the bandwagon, right? Like, I mean, I don't think people should be afraid of crypto, but, you know, or if you are afraid of crypto, jump on, but get on, you know, with a smaller amount. Right, baby steps.
Educate
smaller
yourself.
Amount of money.
Yeah, you don't just go and invest in fiat money in the bank without educating yourself on it. I mean,
most people don't invest in fiat.
You start learning about how to use it.
But they do put money into a bank, right?
And they do trust it.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
They trust it.
And
they
shouldn't. They shouldn't necessarily trust it.
And the thing is,
jack squat for an interest rate.
When you like are a kid, you start to learn about how it works, like how money supposedly works, as in the fiat
system. If your parents
system.
Teach you.
Well, also school. No, I just mean like they teach you like, oh, a quarter is worth this much and this is worth this much. They don't teach you the important stuff. But the thing is, those basics are taught to you from your whole childhood. That doesn't make it more simple than cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is simpler to learn.
It does take some time, though, Bonnie. I mean, there's some new concepts that people have to...
Only because it's new is what I'm saying. I'm saying if everybody just knew about it since they were a kid, they wouldn't never think
that's true.
It's, oh, this is so much more complicated than, the old system.
I think part of the problem is that people, when they try to explain cryptocurrency, they overcomplicate it. And, like, technical people who understand it well, and then they're... They think that somebody's asking. Right, they're terrible with communication.
Don't put the engineer in the marketing department.
Right, and that's exactly what it is. It's like you don't explain how it works, like from a mathematical perspective. Right, you show them the app, you show them how to install it, and then you show them conducting a transaction. That's what they want to know.
Exactly.
Not how the math works behind this.
If you were explaining to an alien how the dollar works, you wouldn't be like, so there's this thing called the U.S. Treasury, and then there's the Federal Reserve. You wouldn't start doing all that. Yeah, you wouldn't start there. You would just be like, oh, this is a dollar. It's worth about a candy bar. Yeah,
yep.
You know.
603-283-6160 is the number here. There's one more quote from Clinton, the big quote from her is coming up on her thoughts on cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and what it could possibly do to their system. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Just had a different role.
Did they put her in somewhere?
I don't know.
I know she used to be the Secretary of State, but I don't think she is at this time.
No, she's not. I'm pretty sure she doesn't have that role, but I thought she had a different role. Like, I don't know what, but...
I don't think she is at the moment.
You might be right.
If I'm wrong about that, feel free to call in. Again, yeah. I don't pay attention to the who's who.
I don't either. I just thought she went from, like, Secretary of State to something else.
I think she's just on the speaking tour, you know, like, cashing in $100,000 speaking engagements.
Maybe.
Or whatever.
Isn't she, like... Not warden. She's like the Duke of some school in England.
Now I'm gonna have to look it up and see what roles or positions she has.
It's probably like honorary or something like that. I suspect she's not actually like working in that position. So the number here is 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and Chris in the studio tonight. I do want to let you know about the BitBox, by the way. We're going to be doing a BitBox giveaway coming up Monday night. We've got the Freer Talk Live after show that we're going to do. We're going to give one BitBox away. We're going to do a drawing of somebody who has entered this contest, and you have until Sunday to enter this contest. And here's how you do it. The BitBox, by the way, is a 100% open source hardware wallet. So if you've got Bitcoin or Ethereum, you want to look into the BitBox as a way to store your cryptocurrency in a safe manner. Head over to video.freetalklive.com and subscribe to our Odyssey channel if you haven't done that yet. Now, once you've subscribed to Odyssey, take a screenshot to prove that you've done so, and then post that screenshot and tag Aria, at Aria, on our social media platform over at social.freetalklive.com. Then Aria will add your name into the running, and then we will be, again, drawing the winner coming up Monday night on Freer Talk Live. We usually start Freer Talk Live around 10:30 Eastern time, so you can join us on our various different video streams. But, of course, the most important one is the Odyssey stream at video.freetalklive.com. Now, if you just want to go right ahead and buy a BitBox, we can save you 5% when you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So head over to box.freetalklive.com and check out the BitBox there. Again, 100% open source hardware wallet at box.freetalklive.com, the BitBox. So here's the biggie. Here's the big quote from Hillary Clinton, who admits In her interview with MSNBC, this news report by news.bitcoin.com, she admits she doesn't think, she's, quote, I don't think we have much time. What does that mean? Is she actually admitting that the system is going to fail? That they are desperate to do something about cryptocurrency? That she sees that cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash is providing people with a way out from the government money system? And she's scared about that? Is that what that means? Well, here's her final quote. Quote, what looks like a very interesting and somewhat exotic effort to literally mine new coins in order to trade with them has the potential for undermining currencies, for undermining the role of the dollar as a reserve currency, for destabilizing nations, perhaps starting with small ones, but going much larger. She said,
I don't even, what does she mean by destabilizing nations?
I don't know, but it's
government.
Great.
That's what she means. Nations is code for government.
Yeah, nations means governments. Absolutely.
Right, but okay, so not all governments, have their own currencies as it is, right?
No, and that's why El Salvador is going to be just fine.
Right.
They're not going to be undermined by Bitcoin.
So if a country is, if their currency is undermined and it's no longer worth anything, I guess if that's what that means, right?
I think so.
Then they don't exist anymore. I mean, El Salvador clearly still exists, right?
Well, because
and
you
so
don't
do
understand.
Plenty of other countries that, yeah.
She's saying nations, but she means the government goons that try to control the nations. The people would still exist. The people would trade.
But even the government goons don't go away. Again, look at El Salvador.
Their power would go away.
Bonnie's right about this. The power would go away if
some of
the dollar dies. No, the majority of it would. Because
not in El Salvador because it's not their currency.
How would they pay the cops?
The United States.
Yeah. I agree with you on the United States, certainly, right.
If the dollar collapsed, how would they pay the cops? Or whatever currency other countries have, if it collapsed, how would they pay their cops?
Remember, the reason why the dollar makes them more powerful is because they can print it.
Right.
Right.
They create inflation. Right.
Yeah, and they can force people to use it.
Right.
Well, now there's an alternative.
Right.
And the alternative before was, you could buy the euro. Well, that's no good because they're printing that too.
Right.
Right. So you buying other government monies was not an alternative.
I mean, it's only going to, and it's funny because it would have an impact maybe, a little bit.
They can't go to war without the dollar.
Right. And it's funny because it's like in certain instances, it might actually have a larger impact. Like, for example, in Venezuela, if you switch from, their native currency to the dollar, you have a huge beneficial impact to yourself, right?
Sure, as long as the dollar isn't in hyperinflation.
Right, exactly.
But that's the thing.
But most currencies, like between the U.S. dollar and the euro, it's not going to make any difference.
Right. So the reason why she's afraid is because if people start to opt out of their dollar and opt into cryptocurrency and the dollar goes into hyperinflation and then people are really looking to get out of the dollar, then their whole system comes down.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not wrong, Chris, that the state will still exist in some form. But it ain't going to be the hegemonic, massive U.S. government running, military bases all around the planet. They're going to have to close those military bases. They're going to have to bring those people home. They're going to have to downsize dramatically if they can't rely on the printing press. Because if you can't just print the money, then they have to tax people.
Yeah, what's interesting is this would have a huge benefit. If the more countries that we could get, the more we can spread Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general, the more it kind of undermines all governments, right?
Yeah,
like
that's
to
what
do
she
war,
just said.
Basically. Yeah,
that's and what she said.
So she's basically coming out as a pro-war.
She's always been pro-war.
Yeah, pro-war monger, I guess.
That's who she is.
Yeah,
she's being more obvious about it. Of course, she's never come out and say I'm pro-war. She just says something like, "Oh, well, in this case, we need to go into Syria because of protecting these people." But now you're right, Chris. How is she even hiding it?
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting. I think, and what's interesting about this is, I think we're probably the only people who have, made these connections to, any kind of radio personalities, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Here's another interesting...
And it's kind of obvious, but it's nobody ever makes the connections.
Here's an interesting tie-in story from news.bitcoin.com as well. Same news source. Kevin Helms writing from yesterday, Mexico's third richest man is telling people to buy Bitcoin as soon as they can.
Mm.
And further, it says the U.S. is looking increasingly like a third world country. Now, you want to talk about somebody telling it like it is. His name is Ricardo Salinas Pliego. And And he is commenting on the U.S. economy and Bitcoin this week. He's the founder and chairman of Grupo Salinas, a group of companies with interest in telecommunications, media, financial services, and retail stores. According to Forbes' list of billionaires, his net worth is currently $14.2 billion. This guy is no slouch as far as his personal wealth is concerned.
$14 billion?
So he knows a thing or two about money, right? He tweeted a weekly chart of the total value of the Federal Reserve's assets, which was updated November 18th. It shows the total assets of the Federal Reserve Bank as more than $8.6 trillion. He tweeted out, quote, "Good old USA is looking more and more like any other irresponsible third world country. Wow, look at the scale of fake money creation. Buy Bitcoin right now."
Heck, what he tweeted.
Yeah. And here's what this chart looks like. Let me see if I can describe this to you. It's a history of going from about 2004 to 2021. So roughly the last 16 or so years on this chart. It starts out with about just under $1 trillion worth of assets under the control of the Federal Reserve. It then jumps up a little bit in 2008 during the financial crisis. It jumps up to around just over $2 trillion. And then it kind of goes up a little bit more over the next 5 years to around $4 trillion, where then in 2020 it jumps from around $4.5 trillion to $7 trillion. So there's like this huge sort of cliff, basically, that it jumps up. And now it's up to almost $9 trillion in the last year. So this is a huge increase.
Yeah, you know what the United States looks like to me? I think in some respects, this he may be overstating this, but I think over the course of like the next 20 years, we're basically where Venezuela was maybe in 2000, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's not so much that it has to go in that direction, but if we continue to go in the direction that it's currently going in, we're going to be Venezuela in 20 years.
Well, why would they slow it down? Why would they change their course?
I don't know. I mean, people wake up and they see that socialism doesn't work.
The only problem with what you're saying is it won't get to a socialist country but in 20 years because crypto is just going to make that obsolete. We're not going to, like, people will realize, oh, I don't need this hegemonic entity that's controlling every part of our life.
Here's the question. When do you guys think that the United States government is going to start nationalizing companies?
Ooh, that's
what comes next.
Question. That's certainly a socialist definitely trick. And the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The other question is, when will New Hampshire secede, or Texas, or California, or, you know, fill in the blank? Who's going to go first, and when's that going to happen? Hour 3 is on the way. You can join us.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.